Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Preshtaya Bhutale Shimate Bhaktivedanta Swaminiti Namine Namaste Sarasvate Deve Gauravani Pracharne Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarne. Srila Prabhupada, it is my great pleasure to repeatedly recite your pranam mantra, and I pray for the opportunity to do so forever in whatever situation you may care to send me to. Janme Janme Prabhu Shri, my relationship with you is eternal and it defines my very existence. Anything that I might do, say or think that is not wholly and solely meant for your service is simply Maya. The most miserable thing possible for me would be if somehow, by my own madness, I were to be disconnected from your lotus feet. Srila Prabhupada, you reveal to us that you are much influenced by an instruction from Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti's commentary on Bhagavad Gita, chapter 2, text 41. My spiritual master's instructions are my sadhana and my life, both in the beginning stages of bhakti as well as in bhakti's perfectional stage. I desire only to follow his instructions, and I accept nothing else as my life's work, even in dreams. I do not care whether I am happy or distressed, or whether the material world remains or is destroyed. There is no loss for me. I simply must carry out the orders of my spiritual master. End of quote. It is clear that you expected your disciples to imbibe this attitude in relation to yourself. You taught us why we should follow you, and you asked for our total faith and commitment in our doing so, promising in return the opportunity to be admitted into pure loving service to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Nothing less than full unwavering faith and commitment will serve the purpose. Accordingly, I have invested everything in you. A wise investor hedges his bets, knowing well that even the seemingly best of investments may go wrong. But you brook no ifs, buts, or maybes. Impossible is a word in a fool's dictionary, you told us. And we may add to that, perhaps, what if, and just in case. Nothing but complete, unmotivated, uninterrupted devotional service to the Supreme Truth, Personality of Godhead, Krishna, offered via his pure representative, yourself, will suffice. Now that we are in what some over-intelligent persons dub the post-Prabhupada era, many wise voices warn us against accepting Shastra literally. Their reasoning goes something like this. Rivers of mango juice and oceans of treacle just seem too fantastic. If ever such a person as Vyas ever existed, he was not able to avail of the gifts of scientific research and critical thinking, and was doing the best he could. His was the contribution of a genius, considering how little was known in previous times. But we have to judge all such works in the light of modern thinking. And clearly those plans for Varnashram and Gurukuls and for bringing whole populations into Krishna consciousness were merely the pious fancies of an impractical dreamer. Srila Prabhupada, I could also get away with thinking like that and still be counted among your followers by many who considers themselves your followers. But I will instead join you in figuratively kicking on the heads of all deluded intellectuals and pseudo-realists, Panditamani, I deem it a far wiser choice to remain closer to you and be rejected by the savants of this world than to join them in offering you backhanded compliments and in jockeying to secure PhDs in sophisticated foolishness. We cannot be your followers, yet also think that you are wrong. But we do not follow you blindly, which anyway is difficult to do, for your eternal occupation is the opening of eyes shrouded by ignorance. Once we venture outside the parameters provided by Guru, Sadhu, and Shastra, we either indulge in our own mental speculations or take shelter of the mental speculations of others. Although it has become popular in ISKCON to imitate New Age gurus, I am doubtful that they can help us, and I'm wary that the so-called help provided by non-devotees might divert us from our real goal. However, I am convinced of the benevolence of Guru, Sadhu, and Shastra, and accept their directions as an infallible guide, even though they may be unfashionable or unpopular. Your challenge to oppose everything that obstructs the truth will devolve upon every generation of your followers. And in every generation, supposedly learned men will abound to assure the gullible that your mercy can be attained without having to actually believe what you say. I laugh at such people and stick tightly to your shelter. You will deliver not only me, but the whole world back to Godhead, except those who disqualify themselves by doubting you. Such persons are doomed to disgorge sophisticated lucubrations in 8,400,000 species of life. As a dog, they will bark, and as an ass, they will bray. But with you, Srila Prabhupada, we will sport and frolic in the pasturing grounds of Goloka. No ifs and buts about it. We are with you, Srila Prabhupada, and you will always be with us if we actually want you to be. That is my conviction. My relationship with you, of Savior, Sevaka Bhav, these words are from Chaitanya Charitamrita, Antilila, chapter 2, text 95, is my only asset, the only meaning of my existence. Everything in this world will perish, but that relationship will continue forever. No one can take it away from me. The only way that I could lose it would be if out of madness I were to choose to turn my back on you and become grossly offensive to you and your genuine followers. After so many years of chanting Hare Krishna, I should be asking for you for that sweetest prema, which is the ultimate fruit of chanting. Yet it is more realistic for me to pray that you protect me from the threat of fall down, which clearly doesn't just vanish in course of time, as we unfortunately witness regularly in repeated catastrophes involving senior devotees. I simply pray that at the end of this short and miserable existence, I will be able to go before you, Srila Prabhupada, and truthfully say that I tried my best to live by, preach, and implement your message, and that I never changed it. Tumito Thakur, Tomar Kokor Bolia Jano Homore, Bhakti Vikas Swami. Hare Krishna. Vedic method of applause is to say sadhu, sadhu.
Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu.
So if you like to applause, you can do it that way. You were in Bhuvaneshwar. Did they, many times there must have been applause, but was it by clapping? It's a Western thing. It wouldn't have reached down to there at that time because it's a more traditional place than Delhi or Bombay. So, Hare Krishna.